Welcome once again to Grace Baptist Church. We again come to our segment, Sunday School, a Bible study. Before we begin today's message, we need to distinguish between two very different words: misinformation and disinformation. Misinformation is wrong information given by those who don't know the right information. They are simply mistaken. Bad intentions may not be involved in this case. Disinformation is wrong information given by those who know the right information, but hide the truth and knowingly give wrong information. Bad intentions are definitely involved in this case. Today, we want to look at the master of disinformation. And though we may mention groups and things involved in everyday life, the message is speaking strictly of things in the spiritual realm. Today, we want to deal with the ruler of the authority of the air. In our last message for Sunday school, I pray that you saw how God has allowed our legal, judicial, and governmental systems to become corrupted. God has done so for His own sovereign purpose. And we, as Christians, must trust Him, knowing that all things, bad and good, all things are working together for good to those that love Him and are called according to purpose. And please, please be mindful of the fact that America's spiritual condition is the result of a manifest rejection of Jesus Christ. As we look more closely at America today, we see other entities which are also morally corrupted and sorely bankrupt. I'm specifically speaking of the mainstream media, the movie industry, TV networks, and popular so-called music. And dare we forget the internet and social media. The depraved human heart and mind in these areas is front and center. But there is a driving force in the spiritual realm of this present evil age that, in addition to sin, possesses and motivates these reprobate minds and hearts. This driving force in the spiritual realm is a spirit hungry for its prey. As a lion seeking whom it may devour. The prey he seeks is the human soul. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And you, he's speaking to Christians here, and you being dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, according to the course of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air. The Spirit now working in the children of disobedience, among whom also we once all lived in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of thoughts, but we were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. The ruler, I know your King James Bibles here say prince, the prince. I prefer the ruler because the one we're speaking of here is first in rank. That's what the word means in the original tongue. The one we speak of here is the God of this age. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Friends, this is a ruler. He's more than a prince. Little g, God of this age. Of the authority. The ruler of the authority. Your King James versions say power. This Greek word is translated authority, the same Greek word that I have translated authority. It's translated authority 25 times in the King James New Testament. This is the same word found in Mark 1:27, where Christ commanded demons with authority, and the demons obeyed him. This is the type of authority that this ruler we speak of here has. Evil spirits, Satan, to be sure, possesses the hearts and minds of the children of disobedience and exercises his authority over them as their father. As Jesus said to the religious authorities of the days, his days on earth, you are of your father, the devil. To the religious authorities of his day, Christ told them, you are of your father, the devil. A father identified by Christ as a liar. Even the father of lies. This ruler we speak of here, this ruler of first rank, has the authority in the unseen realm of the air. You know, the air cannot be seen, but its effects may be seen. You cannot see the wind that is blowing, but you see the objects that may move due to the wind. You do not see the air that you breathe, but you feel its effects in your lungs. The spiritual realm is much the same. You cannot see the spirit, but you see its effects. The air spoken of here is the realm of the earth's atmosphere. Spiritual activity that you and I cannot see is overwhelming and continual in the realm of the earth's atmosphere. Now listen to me, listen closely. This realm, the earth's atmosphere, is full of air waves. that transmit radio and television signals through the air, through the atmosphere of the earth. These are electromagnetic waves that we cannot see. Such is the case in our wireless communications today. Folks, this is the realm. This is the realm where the ruler of the authority of the air, the earth's atmosphere, exercises his authority. That's what the Bible says. It's clear. He is a spirit identified by disobedience to God. And we see him working in human beings, working in, possessing them, working in human beings identified as the children of disobedience. They manifest the effect of evil spirits. This spirit, this ruler, is none other than the great dragon, the ancient serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. We see that in the book of the Revelation. Satan's deception began by his own self-deception when he said in his heart, as we see in Isaiah, "I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Self-deception that was answered immediately by God, who said, "Yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the lowest depths of the pit." Isaiah 14, verses 13 through 15 is what we were looking at there. One third of the angels were caught up in this deception and followed Satan, the ruler of demons, in rebellion against God. These spirits, along with their ruler, will finally be cast into the lake of fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. That's what they have to look forward to. And surely doing everything they can to wreak havoc now upon this earth. But God, in his purpose to have a people conformed to the image of his eternal Son, who became a man and was called Jesus, God, in that purpose, permitted Satan to deceive Eve with a lie, leading to sin, which in turn led Adam to sin by following his wife rather than obeying God. He was not deceived like the woman was deceived. This evil spirit was then able to attack all humanity as they were born children of disobedience and easy prey for the devil's evil purposes. The lie Satan used against Eve could be called disinformation, a common method used by mainstream media and politicians today to deceive the nations. That disinformation is transmitted through the Earth's atmosphere in a matter of seconds to all nations by way of radio, TV, the internet, and social media. If you have a smartphone, you are able to partake of the airwaves 24/7, 365 days a year. Now, since I've said that, I want you to please answer this question. Who is the ruler of the authority of the atmosphere where these wavelengths go out? Who has God allowed, permitted to rule the airwaves? He is a spirit, an evil spirit who has a great horde of demons to rule in the atmosphere where all this communication is dispersed. Now, folks, this is the fact, the truth of the matter. Except you would reject what the Bible says. Christians, brothers and sisters, we must not be ignorant of why what we see in this world today is happening. The ruler of the authority of the realm where disinformation enters the minds and hearts of the children of disobedience even tried to mislead the Lord Jesus by deceptively using the scriptures, as Satan used disinformation against Eve. Thanks be to God, so he failed to do so against Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:4 speaks of the God of this age who has blinded the minds of those who are perishing, those who do not believe the gospel. In the verse just prior to that, verse 3, it states that the gospel is hidden from such people. Now listen to me. Listen closely. A method Satan uses to blind the minds of the children of disobedience and to hide the gospel from them is to subject them to the doctrine of demons, mentioned in 1 Timothy 4:1. Primary to those doctrines of demons is what we see in the book of Galatians. Please listen as I read from Galatians chapter 1. Paul says to the church at Galatia, "I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, another gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed." Folks, Satan was an angel from heaven. Now, a demon headed for hell. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. This thing is serious. This is serious, people. For do I now persuade human beings? or God? Or do I seek to please human beings? For if I still pleased humanity, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, Christians, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught, but through the revelation of Jesus Christ. That revelation means that it's no longer hidden, but revealed by God's grace. Just what is the true gospel? Paul stated right in what I just read, it's the gospel of Christ. A gospel concerning Jesus Christ. Paul, as recorded in Acts chapter 20, says this in reference to the gospel of Christ. Now listen to me. And to finishing his ministry, which he received from the Lord Jesus. That ministry was, and here's what he said, to testify, listen, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. The gospel of Christ, friends, is the gospel of the grace of God. And may I add, from the Bible, not to the Bible, but from the Bible, there is only one kind of the grace of God in the Scriptures. And it is the sovereign grace of God. May I read again from the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Now you listen up. Beginning at verse 3, blessed the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we, Christians, should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us to adoption as sons, children, by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him, in Christ, we're speaking of the gospel now, folks, the sovereign grace of God that we see in the gospel, the sovereign grace gospel. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Not your own personal decision, which you'd never make on your own, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us. God made known to us. We didn't figure this out on our own, folks. Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. It's not of man in any way, shape, or form. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. And it will be to the praise of his glory, folks. It will be to the praise of his glory. Back to our ruler of the authority of the atmosphere. The evil spirit now working in all those who reject Christ, in their disobedience to the only true God. Well, this ruler today appears to have a greater opportunity than ever in human history to spread his godless lies, his deceitful disinformation. He has access to, as the ruler of the authority of the atmosphere, he has access to, and folks, he's there, social media, the internet, TV networks, mainstream news media, and movies. The airwaves are infiltrated by this evil spirit who exercises his authority in that realm. Now listen. This is where some of you may walk out of the room. This evil spirit who exercises his authority in that realm of the atmosphere, an authority given by God to accomplish the ends God has purposed. I'm going to repeat that again. An authority given by God to this ruler of the authority of the atmosphere. For those of you who think that that is the most senseless and ridiculous statement, please listen to the following. Please listen to the following. Judas Iscariot was entered into spiritually by Satan, having put into his heart to betray Jesus. You can find that in Luke 22:3 and John 13:2. Jesus was captured and brought before the council of the Jews, the Sanhedrin, which included the elders, the chief priests, and scribes. Christ was then led to Pilate, the Roman governor of Judea. Pilate then sent Christ to King Herod Antipas, who mocked Christ, and then sent Jesus back to Pilate. Now listen, sent him back to Pilate, who sentenced Jesus to death after finding him not guilty, but made the politically correct decision to crucify him. Satan's authority in the spiritual realm of this atmosphere was demonstrated as he moved his children of disobedience to perpetrate the most significant disinformation campaign of all time during Christ's trial. Luke chapter 23. Listen to this now. This is the record. This is the written record. Luke 23, verses 1 and 2. Then the whole multitude of them arose and led Christ to Pilate. We had the elders, the priests, the scribes, the people, all involved in this. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this one perverting the nation." Christ never did anything that approached such a thing. And forbidding to pay taxes to Caesar. Christ taught against that very thing. Seen multiple times in the Gospels. Both of those statements thus far, untrue, disinformation. And I'll tell you this, at least some of those knew that they were lying about what Christ had done. And then lastly, saying that he himself is Christ, a king. And then, of course, Pilate went on to ask him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he made it very clear. He had not done what Pilate was talking about there. He said straight up, "My kingdom is not of this world." Disinformation, folks. And yes, all that was according to God's predetermined purpose. The book of Acts. Reading from chapter 2 first, and then we'll move to chapter 4. What I just said about all of that disinformation was according to God's predetermined purpose. Or Satan could have never pulled it off. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. Him, Jesus Christ, being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God. The Father delivered him. You have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death. Then in Acts chapter 4, of God it is said, "For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed," speaking of God, "both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together to do whatever your hand, God's hand, and your purpose determined before to be done." God, yes, has permitted this ruler of the authority of the atmosphere to do what he has done and is doing today, that his purpose might be accomplished. People of God, listen up. We could be attacked by government and the media with disinformation and laws. And laws which do not allow you and I to worship as happened in Rome to the early church. Don't forget what I read last week from Psalm 94. Shall the throne of iniquity, the throne of iniquity, a place of authority, which is evil, shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, making laws which are wicked, shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you? God forbid. God forbid. Some governments can become thrones of iniquity, which devise evil by making laws which forbid Christians to worship. Folks, it's happening today in our world. Go to Iran and try to be a Christian. Pray. Pray, friends. Look around in America today. Pray that it doesn't happen in America. And I'll close with this. But always remember what Christ said. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And folks, that's the kingdom of heaven, eternal. Amen.